This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. If you have a retirement savings advisor, you obviously do not want that person recommending things that make money for them at your expense. Retirement savings advisors are required to put their clients' interests first. This is what's called the fiduciary standard. It wasn't a formal rule until the Obama administration. Then a court knocked it down. Then the Trump administration came up with its own version. Now the Biden administration is coming up with yet another version. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell unpacked this with my colleague David Brancaccio.
So it's this fiduciary standard for retirement savings. Tell us more.
Okay, so briefly, what the fiduciary rule says is advisors must put their clients' interests first. They must eliminate conflicts of interest and promote transparency in all dealings. Now, David, common sense says if you're working with a professional advisor, you're going to assume that they're already acting in your best interests. So the rule codifies the expectation, and the shift also acknowledges that difficulties have emerged in an era that's been dominated by workplace accounts like 401ks and IRAs.
All right, formalizing this standard and making it apply to retirement plan advisors, making them act in the client's best interest, was long in the making. I mean, you and I have been covering this for years.
I mean, the rule took something like 8 years to write, and it was completed in the twilight of the Obama administration. The Trump administration, they didn't like the rule, and industry groups challenged the regulation in court. Now, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit overturned the rule change in 2018, saying that the Labor Department had overreached. The Biden administration's new version is slated to start going into effect on September 23rd.
What do you think? New version's going to stick?
It's almost certain lawsuits are going to be filed challenging the new rules. Nevertheless, David, it just seems to me it's a no-brainer. If you say to a retiree, I'm a trusted financial advisor, that you should act as a fiduciary and put the client's interests ahead of your own.
But sometimes, especially on something like this, the very hardest parts are in the nitty-gritty.
Yes. Well, let me highlight two. They come from Morningstar, you know, the research firm, and they say, look, small workplace plans, they tend to come with high fees or 401ks. And they believe that this new rule will push for the plan sponsors to construct portfolio choices that will have more lower fee options. And that could save plan participants, and this is their estimate, $55 billion over 10 years. Morningstar also believes the new rule, it will drive down commissions on fixed index annuities, estimated savings for workers over 10 years, nearly $33 billion. Now, that's not chump change.
Yeah, I mean, it's a B in that, $55 and $33 billion.
That's right. So, my takeaway, there is no doubt that the financial benefits from requiring the fiduciary standard are real for ordinary workers who are saving for their retirement. And that is what matters.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you for helping us with this.
Thanks a lot.